I'm embarrassed that I even am admitting this, but I had to buy a new outfit because the three of us are the judges for an all-star Dancing with the Stars on Saturday, benefiting the child Center for Child Protection. And it's like a black tie affair. Everybody's going to be dressing up. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something different. I needed to get a tux. I have one, but it's just a regular standard tux. And I wanted something a little bit more flashy.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be the Brad Booker flash.
Well, that's his jam. Like you
for
have
sure.
like brights, like that's Brad Booker, and that's great.
Instead of going somewhere, trying it on to make sure everything fits, I made the bold move of ordering something online.
Oh boy.
And I was checking like the jacket sizes and everything, and the largest they had was a 44. I'm like, okay, well, that I think is going to work because I have some 44s in my closet. So I went and I grabbed a 44 out of my closet and I put it on and it was snug. Like there was no clothes in the front.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, well, damn, this is the best that they can do. I'll figure it out. I have a whole week to drop some LBs.
Oh, sure.
So I'll just, fast for the week and I'll be able to fit into that 44 come mm-hmm. Saturday. And then it's funny because Alex comes in this morning. He's like, I'm not eating today. I'm fasting. I'm like, oh, dang.
I mean, it's so crazy, though. But I mean, it's like we're not alone. I think everyone after Thanksgiving feels this way. Like, I mean, but here's the thing.
Oh, I ate like crap.
I ate like crap, too. But that's what you do on Thanksgiving. But the thing is that we've had months knowing about this event that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And it's like now I'm like crash dieting like to get into the suit.
Can you fit into the suit?
Do you already have it?
Yeah. I have this awesome suit that I like love putting on. Like, but I'm like on the radio and I never have anywhere to put it on and wear it to.
Okay. So you already have it and you know what you need to do to get into it. Mine's like, it's going to come in this week and it's like fingers crossed that I can fit into it.
Last time I got into it was about a year or so ago. So
it's
sitting there and I'm going to try it on today. I've just been waiting for the right time. Like, let me tell you this. I was in El Paso for the weekend for Thanksgiving and I landed on Saturday and over Saturday evening, we had a station event. We had the Aggie watch party with our sister station. And, I went in like all sweatpants, like performance fleece stuff, but because I couldn't bud my pants.
Oh my gosh.
I had to wear something with an elastic band. I felt like a sausage casing. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, I was just bloated, like gravied up, everything tortilla, like just, ugh.
I went out over the weekend and I put on, I was like, well, I'm going to wear this. Couldn't do it. And I had to change clothes and put into wear something else.
I feel bad for you and I feel bad for probably Sarah, my wife, because my wife took the advice of Sarah of getting a dress.
Yeah, we're doing Rent the Runway. But you get two sizes, so it should be okay. Because I got my normal size, and then I also got a size up.
It should be okay.
I never go down on those things. Like, I get the size that should fit, because I've worn this brand before.
Okay.
And it's I also was really smart, because it's bad, because, like, it's my period week, so my boobs are bigger, so that'll be the only thing that I have to fit in. But it's one of those dresses that flares out at your waist, so I can be as fat as I want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we need to contact JW Marriott and see. That's where the event is, by the way, and see if we can work with the lighting person to make sure it's as dim as possible.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
By the way, I can't stop thinking about Sarah's boobs being bigger. I'm like,
hallelujah,
dude.
Hallelujah, Booker Alex and Sarah, hallelujah.
Period boobs are sexy.